interesting prayer. Triumph over evil day. Triumph over evil day. We've dealt a lot with it. And how do we gain triumph? Because what this is redeeming the time. The word redeem, things are bad already. That's no news. This is how can we redirect what is going wrong. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12 and 13. See what the scripture says there. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. That's a bad situation. These hands hang down. They're not functional. And the feeble knees. His knees are not as, can't hold up. Okay? So it's a bad situation. Look at verse 20. Make straight paths for your feet. Lest that which you think is bad will become worse. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. But rather, let it be restored. How do I restore things that are evidently going wrong or going bad? Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Romans chapter 12, verse 21. If you can crop this and put it by your bedside, or anywhere you know will give you constant reminder, it will be very helpful. Can we see this in KJV, NIV, my sister? It's an action word. Do not be overcome by evil. So, however you're going to do it, that this bad situation will not overrun you. Do not. So, but he now gave us how to overcome evil. A wizard, a witch is chasing you. You want to meet a wizard. They are not divided. They are not divided in their kingdom at all. As a matter of fact, so I get an understanding that if a witch is chasing somebody in Nigeria, they mark the person. Now, if you say you leave Nigeria, ah, thank God. The wizard here. The wizard here, they know their sign. Oh, these are our people. They mark him already. You know, they will take over. And you think, they connect, sir. They connect. They collaborate a lot. That he was sharing his testimony, was having Holy Ghost service. And some of us may have heard it. And while the service was going on, one witch said to the another, that it's time. Yeah, there were two witches in that same place. It is time to strike. And they were not sitting together. But God made that deal to hear that conversation. Say, they are not divided. Lighthouse, even collaborate. Big time. Let's see how the Bible paints this kingdom. In Mark chapter 3, see the kingdom we are dealing with. Mark chapter 3, from verse 22. So that we can be understanding. That's why praying for Fatai was, you see how God just prepared what we're going to hear from the testimony we just heard. It's a bewitchment. I'm telling you the truth in the Holy Ghost. It's a bewitchment. Bringing somebody to be under the influence of what it can't control. They are more, look, they can think for you. You think you are the one thinking. No, they are the one that planted in there. You don't know what is called familiar spirit? You know familiar. Yeah. They present to you what is familiar to you so that they can gain control. What? You think you are the one thinking it, but they are the one who are. You are thinking for them. Praise the Lord. The only way you can
check out evil. It's by good. Do not be overcome with evil. Your wife slap you, say, hey, that's the way you want to talk. You are going now. Straight. It's a free fall. I'm telling you, no. They collaborate. You just multiply the evil. You just did what? Clean. No, pastor, you can't blame me. He started it. You needed to start it. You can drive you along. But you can halt it. You can do what? Shh. Not going that direction. Then that evil will say, ah, you didn't get it. Okay. Don't stop talking. Don't you know prayers, as prayers are inspired, so are causes inspired. Somebody didn't know the issue you were having at home and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and give effect to it, and you claim, ah, he was, I didn't even tell him. He just said, oh, did you not fire me? Did you not fire me? They were about to fire me when I woke. Now that's inspired, right? Now that's how causes are inspired also. But let's see what the scripture says here. You see, don't go there. Second one, don't go there. No. You cannot overcome evil with evil. They collaborate. See what the Bible says here. He said, and the teacher of the law who came down from Jerusalem said, Jesus is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons, he's driving out demons. And Jesus said, Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. He says, how can Satan? They did sacrifice. Oh, they exchange what is wrong with you. That's what he do. He said, how can Satan drive out Satan? Go to the next verse. If the kingdom is divided against him, the root division doesn't work. But they use it. Yeah. They use it. It gives us more. Why? The only way we can get these people. Check your wife. This can only be known in the bedroom. If you want someone to watch her sleeping and they look different side. Problem, I tell you. Oh my God. Oh, I know this trick. I've been in this job for 30 years, sir. 30. Then one day say, oh, very from looking different way, it will be like, okay, be in the living room. You're not coming upstairs. No, I'm coming from living room, is heading to the door, I tell you. You'll start from the bedroom to the other room upstairs, then to the living room. He's getting closer to the door. One day he will come up, he's gone. He won't come back the first night. Then he'll come back. He won't come back the second night. Then 2 straight days, he won't come back. Then 1 week, he won't come back. He's gone. No, we need to. You need to know the traits of evil they are sharing with you. There are traits, there are signs. If somebody used to sleep by before and began to sleep in that corner, it's a trait. I'm telling you. One day, it will stay at that level. It's going. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Let's go to the reverse. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Remember in Genesis when they were building the Tower of Babel? They so collaborated, God was afraid, in quote. I'm sure you know. Because this thing these people have begun to do, it won't be withheld from them. You know what we should do? And they couldn't understand one another again. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Evil cannot overcome evil. If what is in your heart is to give it back to you the way he gave it to you, you just help the enemy. Triumph over evil. It will give you enough reason why you should not agree. But let's see what the Bible says about agreeing with the enemy. We agree with your adversary. You see, oh, Karush. Let's see what the word of God first.
so that we can take some lesson. Our time is short. Matthew chapter 5. Let's start reading from verse 38. Look at it this way, Lighthouse. Look at it this way. If you are approaching an intersection, right? What are the signs they put by the side of the road for you who is driving?
Stop.
God bless you. Stop or what?
You.
Give God the answer. Now, do you know the man who put it there? Do you know the man who put it there?
No.
So do you say why did he say me? Why did he say him? Lighthouse. You have just redeemed. They put it there so that we can redeem time. What time you think you don't have, if you don't yield or you don't stop, everybody will stay there paralyzed. You see the trajectory of the conversation and you don't know you are approaching an intersection. Or put it this way, you are approaching a collision. Now, because now you say, okay, they are coming, please will be scattered. They say, if you yield, will you not still, do you still not have the capability to overtake that guy? Yeah. You can yield. I mean, that doesn't make you a fool. As an offer, you are a wise man. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Triumphing over evil days. Because evil days have sickness. He said, ye have heard as that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Let's go on. Why I say unto you that ye resist not evil. Do you understand? He said, that way you are not stopping evil. You are not. You don't struggle with evil. When I say struggle, you say, oh, my best funny. No, you don't do that with evil. You cannot overcome evil with evil. I'm going to say fight to finish. Okay, yeah. Everybody will finish truly. He said, when you are doing that, you are not stopping evil. You are helping evil. Let's see, as NIV, my sister. See what I will say. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. That word resist there is not to is not resist as if you are stopping him. That you are hating him, you won't win. You are dealing with him in his trade. He does evil, you don't evil back. You can't win. But he said, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek to triumph over, turn to them the other cheek also. You are not a fool. Bible says, be ye not unwise. But I tell you, Let's go. See what Jesus said. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over. Oh, Father, thank you. You are securing your own wellness. Huh? You are not a fool. You are securing, let me tell you, okay? You see, to enjoy peace, you have to pay for it. Either you fight or you refrain from fighting. In keeping, making sure that you are not dragged into what will destroy you. What will, if Russia is planning to take over Ukraine, right? Okay, what is remaining that now they will take over? The people are dead. The people, the places. Are they planning to? Just almost in total sense. If anyone wants you to take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. Go and do verse 41. If anyone forces you to go up, man, go with them 2 miles. Give to one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. There's a wisdom You see, you triumph over evil when you don't allow evil to perpetuate. Have you left? You triumph over evil when you don't allow evil to do what? Yeah, to continue. That's the way you overcome it. Let's see the life of David quickly. Something happened to David. He had an encounter of an evil day. So much to share, but let's just limit it to this. Second Samuel chapter 16, from verse 5. I don't even remember this story because of our time. Shimei was from the family of Saul. So when Absalom chased his father out of, he made himself king, and there was so much trouble in the kingdom. David left, he ran away because there was game to kill him. Right? So that's when this Shimei encountered David. Can I tell you a secret? In the day of evil, you have no voice. You can't say anything. You know why? The evil is determined. That's what happened to Jesus when he was to be crucified. The Bible says, as a sheep led to the slaughter, he did not do it. Now, you know why? He didn't want the evil to long. He was cutting short the days. Psalm 120, the last verse there. In the day of evil, let's go back. In the day of evil, you see, engaging the enemy in conversation, you are not triumphing because the matter is determined against you. Bible says, when Jesus knew that all things had been given to their hand, he changed. And he said, I come to the sanctuary, I come to the temple, and you see me, you didn't do anything. He said, but this is your hour, this is your hour, this is your hour. When the day of evil comes, we have to be very smart. Look at this place. In fact, let's go up to verse 6, my sister. See what it says. It says, I have long dwelt with him that hated peace. Let's see it in KJV, my sister. You see, in the day of evil, the matter is already delivered to their hands. So if you understand it, you won't let it prolong. You know why? If you cut the day short, your triumph is near. Have you left? Your triumph is near, but you must make sure you don't let it prolong. What we lose sight of is our triumph over evil if we don't let it persist. You see here, my soul has long dwelt with him that hated peace. Now that's an evil man. When I speak, I meant peace, but therefore war. Look at the next verse. Did you see that? He said, I am for peace. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't even mean all these things that is happening. That's not what I'm here for. But when I speak, Jesus didn't see anything, and that hangered Pilate. You said, you're not even seeing anything. If I say anything, will you leave me? I don't know. Look, do what you want to do and let us go on. He was waiting for the triumph after 3 days. Let's go back quickly to the story of David. I have to cut it short. Anyway, Shimei began to curse David as David was going. Let's go to verse 7. Second Samuel chapter 16, let's see verse 7. As the king go, and this Shimei could not come near him at all. But because evil came upon David, Shimei had mouth to talk. That's what some of the signs of an evil day. I will leave that to another time. Because your mouth, words is taken away from your mouth. You have no mouth. Even if you see anything, you won't help. It will be used against you. And thus said Shimei, when he cursed, come out! Come on, that bloody man. That was the man of Belial. See what he said? He said, it's the one that killed Saul. Now everything is coming back to you. Don't say anything. The Lord had restored upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul. He knew, said, thou hast reigned. And the Lord had delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom, your son. Jotham. And you, thou hast taken it like a sheep because thou art a bloody man.
And one of the men who was with David, who knew the time and the season the king was in, he said, "Master, this dog too. This dog has a mouth to talk to you." But he had respect. He knew he can't touch him if David said he should not touch him. See what he said. Then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, also. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, also the king, "Why would this dead dog curse my Lord? He still recognized him even in his trial. That you are my Lord." He said, "Why should this dead dog curse my Lord, the king? Let me go over him, master. Order." You know why? Remember, see, Peter struck the hair of that man. Jesus said, "No, over cover you. You want to spoil the matter? Let us, you must be smart. You are not foolish. You are not stupid. You are strong." Jesus quickly put the hair back so that I won't be recorded against them. It will defy and elongate the evil. "Let me go over, I pray thee." Sorry, bless back. "And take off his head." He knew he would be in violation, even though the king was running away. He chilled to take order from you. See what the king said. And the king said, "Oh, what have I to do with you, Ufekuwa Mire? Jesus of Zeruiah, let him curse." Oh, praise the Lord. You don't know how God is working for you when you allow evil, when you just allow it. Not because you are not evil, but you are triumphing. See what did he say? "Let him curse. Because the Lord has said unto him, curse David, is God that brought this upon me." Let's stand up on our feet. "Who shall I say then? Wherefore hast thou done this?" It's not him. It's God who opened the window to allow this evil to come. But that's fine. All I must do, I shared with you last week, I will maintain my ways before him. Look at the next verse. "And David said to Abishai, and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth out of my bowels, God used him to raise evil against me. How much more now, this Benjamin?" You remember for this guy, he was a son. "Let him alone. Let him curse. But the Lord allowed it." Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. He said, "God will look on this and change my story. It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that by this, that, and the Lord will require me good for what? For this cause. Look, it's working for me. Say, it's working for me. He failed miserably, not knowing how to triumph over you. Our time is up. We have to close. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus. Let's receive grace. Go back and read the story. David came back because he didn't end there. David came back, and this same Shimei, when he saw the king, "Your triumph comes, my God. Your triumph comes." And David said, "You know what? He left Shimei, but he told Shimei, don't leave this area. And Shimei didn't leave the place until David died. But when David was going to die, he told his son. He said, "Well, Shimei did this during the day of my evil. But no hassle. I left it alone, but I told him not to cross this place. One day we were looking for something. Came out. He thought nobody saw him. And the son called him." Let's lift our hands to Jesus and cry and receive grace, courage. You see, when the matter is determined, you can't do anything. To be honest, trying to force yourself, holler is a waste of time because the matter is determined. But you see, if by wisdom, like David said, let him curse. These things God will look at, and God will require me and grant me deliverance. Father, Lord, we bless you. Lighthouse, you cannot overcome evil doing evil. It's a lie. Father, we thank you. Only choir, please.
He had people who will fight for you. We took all of your servants. Don't do anything. Because we cannot multiply evil and survive. Are you here? We cannot do what?
Yeah.
We cannot. Because when you add your own to it, evil is multiplied. But you stand evil when you continue to do what is right. I want us to pray and tell to God this morning. Father, reorder things for me. Reorder things. Maybe you have used a template that is that has escalated evil and things have gone really worse. But you see, we can see changes. That's the best one. Bible says, pray for them that cause you. You are not stupid. You are not foolish. He said, they that despitefully use you, bless them. In fact, he says, bless and do not curse. Be not overcome with evil. The tendency is to aggravate you and to provoke you to do what is wrong. Oh, you must be smart. That's why he said, be not, don't be a fool. Be wise. Father, we thank you. Pray God, please reorder things. Right, I can't hear you. Do you know when we are fighting, our voice is so loud? You know, the urgency there is not natural. The urgency to be angry. It's not natural, I'm telling you. It's a borrowed anger. It's a borrowed zeal. And the enemy will eject it. No, that won't happen to you. That won't happen to me. Receive grace this morning. Don't escalate evil against yourself. Oh, David knew. And the demons did the same thing. He said, Peter, put your sword back. And Peter will have said, Propose, I'm defending you. No, you are kidding me. I told my wife one day, I said, please, don't talk for me. Don't argue for me. Don't say you didn't do that. No. Don't defend me again. Please, tell God. It's unnecessary. Lighthouse, if the matter is determined, you can't do anything except to just be quiet. I am for peace, but when I speak, that's what the scripture says. They will make war will come out of it. But God will look at all of this and he will collect, he will grant my deliverance. That's what David said. As we worship you, lifting our hands, we worship you. As we praise, worship your holy name. You are here, dwelling within. Oh, thank you, Father. You know, Jesus Christ said, except the days were cut short. In the recording of things, God had a system that would cut the days short. He said, if the days do not cut short, even the very elect will be deceived. Let us, you must know how to cut short evil days. You must know how to cut short. You must be smart ahead of the game. And let us, you have to do it. You have to do it. Because that's what the scripture of the Bible says. He said, you have to do it. Be careful. You must do it. Let's lift our hands to Jesus. Please do some items. It's a very important moment. You see, when you raise up your hand, it's a proof of surrender that you can't help yourself. It's like, okay, you know what? Look, I'm harmless. I'm not fighting back. I'm not doing anything. Look, I don't want to create wahala again. I don't want to just because you can't shoot a man who has hands off. You know, it's against you. But he has already hands off now. Why did you sit quiet and afflict him? My Father, thank you for mercy. I have enjoyed from you. I have no doubt you have shown me great mercy to me. And I'm truly thankful. Thank you. Thank you. But Lord, your mercy endures to all your works. Every one of us, Papa. Every one of us. Every one of us. Every one of us. I pray today that you that brought us in this direction, you sure did it so that we might be redeemed and saved by it. Father, please. That was not the end of David. Shimei just didn't know. Hallelujah. David returned. David was reinstated. He became king. And Absalom died. And Shimei now had to obtain favor from the same man he was cursing. Daddy, I pray. Wisdom that comes from you. How to cut short even this and evil choice. Release it to each one of us, Papa. Yeah. What we have handled incorrectly, Father, in mercy, you can still make all things work together. Right. Daddy, in mercy this morning or this day, reverse that trend in the name of Jesus. Now, may we stand before you released and justified just because you help us. Thank you. David did not die, but Shimei killed himself by what he did. Baba, I'm asking for help today, Daddy. May none of us do anything that will injure us in Jesus' name. May we not be self-destructed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. As we go from here, Daddy, release us renewed, revived, refreshed, empowered to redeem time. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Just pray in the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. Only you, Daddy. Except you, who will have done with. Thank you. Thank you for today. We bless your name. Thank you. Glory be to God. I see green vegetation sprouting fast out of dry places. As Jesus is walking in our lives like us. We had our parchments, dryness, just because there was heat, drought, scorching of the sun has made those grasses brown and parched. Shh. Greenness, green vegetation, sprouting fast. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you will enjoy peace. That is lasting, eternal peace, greenness. Bible says he made me to lie down in green pasture without fear and threat, ever abiding, ever abounding. Thank you for this grace, Daddy. We bless you. Let's just go ahead and thank you for yourself, because this is what God is showing to us. There's no way he will not confirm his word so that we may find it. No. Where you have seen patchiness, dryness, hardship. You know, the ground is dry. There's no vegetation. But there is greenness. I'm coming out fast. Shambrakade. He said, I will restore the years God does that. He can destroy it. I will destroy the years that the canker worm, the palmer worms have eaten. I will restore it. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Let us please continue to give God thanks. Only God, except God did it, won't be here. And for what he has done this afternoon, please, you know, your personal time, when you get home, just, you know, give him thanks. And share the grace and fellowship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us every day of our lives. We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. God bless you. Love you.